everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our Bachelor After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are talking all about the hometown dates. Not going to lie, it was kind of a snooze fest, but like the ending had us shook. So we can't wait to talk about it all with you guys. Stay tuned right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, I don't know how I feel about this song. Take me home.
Is that what it said? Just like him.
Oh, Tia went home.
Tia went home.
Yeah, I know.
Sad. Well, not sad. I was actually happy that happened.
Me too. She was getting real insecure in the show.
You guys, before we get into all that.
Sorry, the country reminded me of her.
I know, it really did. It did. I guess it is a nod to Tia. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And tonight we have a full panel, so I'll let everyone introduce themselves. Hey, Sterling.
Hi. Hi, guys. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
What's up, guys? I'm Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Beam.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com. I just did a blog post adding a few more rules to Dua Lipa's new rules.
All right, girl, get it. And in the booth, we have Jeff.
What up, y'all? I'm going to get my face up here in just a minute, but it's great to be here. I have some thoughts, and I feel like some lack of thoughts related to this episode, so let's get into it.
Ooh. I mean, I'm going to say, I feel like this is what happens with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, more so with The Bachelor, is that the first half of the season is packed with so much drama because of the ladies that when we get to like the more serious yeah. aspects of the relationship, it starts to kind of become a snooze fest. And obviously we're all in it for the love, but you can't like escape. There was so much drama in the beginning that it made it so interesting to watch. And now it's like, okay, like I don't really care about these people's parents, like to be honest with you.
Right. He definitely weeded out the people that had some spunk.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't the best TV. I mean, but it's good for his love life if that's what he's into.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want drama in our actual love life. So I get it. But for us on television, we want it. And I think like with Nick's season, I personally found the majority of his season incredibly boring. But I liked the hometowns because I love seeing where Corinne was from and I loved Corinne. But this episode, no one's family, I wasn't excited to see any of theirs, really.
I have to agree with you there. I thought at that point in the season, I was still interested. Mm-hmm. At this point, I was like, oh, okay. This is actually what we're going to watch for 3 more episodes?
Yeah. However, I think the difference is that this is the first time in a long time I felt like we have a bachelor who is really there for the right reasons and wants to find someone. Like, all right, you guys are giving me so many like shady looks right now.
But on TV, it looks like it.
Yeah. But I really believe that. Okay, compared to Nick Viall, like, I'm sorry. Fair. Nick was there to, like, launch his acting career and get on Dancing with the Stars. Ari is there to find a wife. Like, there's a huge difference in the way he talks to the ladies and to their families. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but he always says he's there to get a wife. I want a wife. He should talk more like Kendall, who's looking for someone to find love within them to then spend the rest of her life with them, as opposed to, I'm so sick of hearing him say, I'm looking for a wife.
Or, I love that.
I love that. That's amazing.
Do you guys think he's genuine? He's told 3 of them, except for Kendall, or maybe he told all of them that he's falling in love with them.
Oh, all 4 of them.
Yeah, he's told all of them that he's falling in love with them. Do you think he's genuine in that? Or?
Has he said he's falling in love for all in love with all of them, or that he's falling for them?
Well, what's the difference?
I think there's a difference.
I think that there is too, specifically because he said, I'm falling so very deeply in love with Lauren. That's how you know there is an actual difference between any of that.
See, I need an explanation here because I've had people tell me like they're falling for me and not meant in love, but in this show I'm confused. So there's falling for you, falling in love with you, and then falling so deeply in love with you, and then being in love. Please explain these 4
phases. And that's the category it goes. Falling for you is, I'm interested and I want to see where this can go.
Sounds like a first date.
What was the next one? Falling in love with you is that like, wow, I really see this going somewhere. In love with you is like, I'm there. Yeah. Like, there's a difference.
And then there's falling out of love.
Falling so deeply is in between.
Then there's I love you. And then there's, you know, when they can finally say it.
Is I love you, I'm in love with you?
In this context,
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so let's get out. Jeff's.
Do you have
Jeff!
Real quick.
Yeah.
Did you have this natural progression when you started dating your fiance? Were you like, I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling so deeply in love with you. I'm in love with you. Marry me.
It's so coded, especially this season. And I feel like people are so, especially this season, wary to use words that matter. I feel like it's like, I'm envisioning a future where I could maybe consider myself seeing a world in which I could see myself falling for you. Yeah, I feel like especially this season, it's very coded.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he had to leave the Lauren to go talk to a producer for sure to make sure he could say something.
Oh, that's definitely what it was.
Oh, you know what I did, by the way? I rewatched the entire season this season, and I pinpointed because one of my friends told me, okay, because I was showing a friend, uh-huh. but one of my friends told me that that one of the past contestants had a blog where she talks about like the inside scoop on how filming is done, and if you look. Do you know that in the ITMs, their shirts are, like, slightly different in some of them because they have them, like, reshoot, and then they're slightly off just to get one line mm-hmm. from the ITM throughout the whole show. And I noticed that in the clip with Crystal talking to, I think, I'm going to get her name wrong. Marique. She's not even talking to Marique. She's 100% talking to her producer. Which is who I think made her so crazy. And I think she got super comfortable with one producer the entire season. Anyways.
Yeah, that's probably true. Sense.
That was a tangent, but yeah. Fun facts.
Ari always gets up when Lauren B's involved.
Yeah. They need a
he's like, I need a minute.
They need to have it like how you go to plays and they have like the line producer on the side. Like, right. Your line is this.
Yeah. I know.
That's what you need.
Yeah, right?
What do I say?
But I
jump,
think,
kiss her.
I think that says a lot about their relationship, to be honest with you, that he gets so nervous around her that he doesn't want to mess up or... All right, y'all are giving me so
no, it's not to you.
I wish everyone could see these dirty looks I'm getting from Christine and Renee tonight.
I promise it's not toward you.
It's Ari.
It's Ari action to Ari.
Okay.
And his antics, I promise, girl.
Ari action.
Whatever, it's fine. I'm about to throw some real shade out because if we're getting into Kendall's date, it's not even to you guys. I'm above that. It's to Kendall on her taxidermy thing. And y'all, I need to know, have any of you ever seen Dinner with the Schmucks?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Chat roll, have you guys seen it? Listeners, have you seen it? If not, please let that be your homework because there's like legit this exact date and scene from Dinner with... Is it Dinner for the Schmucks or Dinner with the Schmucks?
Dinner with Schmucks?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It is so funny. And... You have to see it. Steve Carell's in it, and he's, like, obsessed with mice and taxidermy.
Oh, God.
It's so creepy.
It's really creepy. He, like, is cuter in it than Kendall is. I find this really creepy, and if I were Ari, I wouldn't choose her because of this, to be honest.
That would have been a deal breaker for me. I would not want to sit there and stuff mice for the taxidermy date. I would have been like, listen, you're beautiful. I have a lot of fun with you, but like this is freaky.
But the fact that he gave it a shot means that he's interested, right?
Very true.
Yes, because he could have easily been like, babe, this is your hubby. I will watch from here and I will support you. But he actually got down and dirty and touched...
Yeah,
the main one. God, yeah, he made one. Kudos to Ari.
Yes, like, definitely
for really being all in.
And like, not to mention, he kept her around because in spite of that. So.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you guys think ABC's pushing this whole taxidermy thing?
I mean, obviously,
oh, yeah.
But also,
I don't know.
Like,
she seems really passionate
about it.
Even in her interviews and on the side, she's like, "I'm really passionate about taxidermy."
And like, I feel like she can't even lie and tell Ari, like, "Yes, I will marry you." Like, why would she lie about this whole thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's I just want to take this time to let you guys know that Christine. I had a really traumatic experience when I was younger with taxidermy. God.
You did?
Where's Annalise when we...
Yeah, is this an Annalise
I'm thing? Having an Annalise moment.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
It's for laughs. But seriously, though, that did creep me out. My grandfather used to have a ram that he mounted on the wall, and it was taxidermy. And whenever me and my sister would misbehave, he would, like... We would get reprimanded and scolded, and he would make me sit down and stare at it in the wall, and it freaked me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Out.
That's
it
traumatizing.
Did. I can get a little black girl to do the reenactment.
Yeah, yeah,
ABC.
Please do.
So I kind of watching this, I was, like, very uncomfortable. Like, very uncomfortable.
We also have to talk about Kendall and Kylie.
Oh?
That's her sister.
That is so weird to me that their names are Kendall and Kylie.
Her sister's gorgeous, by the way.
I know.
Both very
they're both very beautiful
girls.
Good-looking family.
Her sister was pretty tough on Ari, but it was weird because she was tough on Kendall as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like she flip-flopped so much in their conversation. At first, she was like, I just don't feel like this is an undeniable love for you. And then she's like, well, I'm with you no matter what. Like, I don't know. It just felt weird.
But I didn't think so, because for me, I felt like that was what you want from a family member or even a close friend, where you want them to support you, but also be like critical. Like, is this really what you want? I want to tell you what I'm thinking, but at the end of the day, I'm going to support you no matter what.
Right.
I think all of the families had that response, if you want to be real here. They all started out kind of skeptical and then been like, I trust, you know, insert contestant name here. You'll do the right thing.
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
I really liked the same thing. I liked the conversation between Kendall and Kylie because it was interesting to listen to.
It was.
Usually Kendall is interesting to listen to because she has high emotional intelligence.
She's very emotional.
Maybe it's just in comparison to everyone else.
Right. But for this show, that conversation seemed so real. And it I was into that. Yeah.
Same. I think I preferred Kim and Courtney the most. And I'm just
no, but... What if that was her mom's name?
Chris.
That would have been freaky.
The one thing I will say, and first of all, for those tuning in live, sorry, the computer's not letting me put my face up right now, so no big deal. But we'll do audio only today. But my one thing was, I sort of felt like Kendall and Kylie had the same kind of energy. Like, it might have seemed direct, but Kendall's very direct, too. So I feel like it was just, that's kind of the way that family is. It wasn't an antagonistic direct energy. Mm-hmm. It was just very blunt. And I feel like Kendall's that same way, too. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing we like about her, I think, on the show.
Yeah.
I agree. I did find it fascinating that she admitted to being uncomfortable talking about her feelings. Mm-hmm. Because, as we've seen, she's such an open person and very blunt, as Jeff was saying. So I find it fascinating that that's something she's insecure about, not being able to be as open with someone and vulnerable. Because Kendall, to us, is like the most open person on the season. So that was refreshing to hear.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
What was interesting, if you want to compare like her date as opposed to Tia's date, is that even though like she did the whole taxidermy thing and it was so weird, she brought him into her world.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Tia tried to make herself a part of his world. And I feel like that might have been the deciding factor. Like, he got to know her more on a personal level because of that. And she was like, I just want to impress you. And, I mean, that doesn't sound like Tia at all. But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I get
she chose their event or, like, their date based solely on Ari, as opposed to being like, this is what I do in Wiener, Arkansas. Like, let me bring you into my life.
Right.
Yeah, we don't really know too much about Tia's hobbies or what she does outside of this. I mean, even in, like, Rachel's season, we got to meet Peter's friends and really see their lives, whereas with Tia, we literally went straight from the racetrack, something he loved, to then meeting her family and nothing in between. We don't know what any of that looks like, given this is where her family is from and not where she currently lives.
Oh, so wasn't in Wiener?
That's
right, because she lives in Little Rock.
Little Rock. So, I mean, to be fair, this is maybe what she used to do for fun or something.
No, that's BS, because she could have been like, hey, let me take you on a small tour of, like, Wiener. It's probably, like, 1,200 square feet, whatever. Like, here's my high school. 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, she could have introduced him into, like, some of her hometown friends or whatever.
Right.
She could have made it more personal if she wanted to.
I mean, I agree, because when you think back to, I'm just going to compare her to Raven, because that's what, you know, we can compare her to. I think her and Nick did, like, they were on an ATV, like, riding around in the mud.
Oh, yeah, and then
like
they made out in the mud.
Yeah, and that was very Raven. Like, that her whole package, that whole hometown, we actually got to know her. And I was expecting the same from Tia, regardless of where it took place. She could have been like, yeah, well, like, she could be like, this is where I grew up. Eric did that when he brought Rachel home. He took her to the basketball court where he spent all his time. Different little landmarks, I think, would have helped. I will say all these hometowns, they seemed kind of short in the sense that it was like one activity, then go straight to it, rather than like us seeing their full day together.
Thank God.
So,
seriously.
I mean, in this instance,
If this was the fast version, I am happy about that.
But
people in the chat room are saying they met up with Raven and Adam, but ABC didn't show that.
I was going to ask about that. I thought we were going to see them.
Yeah, I thought so too, but maybe because she got eliminated, they didn't do it.
Maybe.
Actually, because Raven tweeted that. I remember her saying, you may or may not see me in next week's episode or something.
And they tweeted out a picture of Raven and Adam and Ari and Tia together.
That. Really? I did see that.
Why didn't they show that?
I'm glad they didn't show that, because like, if Raven is the best thing about Tia, that's a problem.
They don't want to associate those two together anymore, probably, because she got sent home.
Yeah, but like that's fair, true. But also I would have preferred seeing them go out to eat with two people we also care about from Bachelor Nation as opposed to watching them race for as right. long as we did.
Right. With like, an episode this boring, yeah. I hate to say, why cut such a fun Bachelor personality?
Please, or at least show it in the end. Like, give us something. Why yeah. would you cut that out, ABC?
Maybe when Raven found out that Tia gets booted off, she's like, okay, never mind. Don't put me in there. I don't yeah. want to be a part of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, well, we have a lot to say about Tia later on because she pissed us all off. Yeah. But let's talk about her family because she said that Jason and her dad were going to be, I guess, the toughest on Ari. And this is what made me really, okay, I feel like y'all hate Ari, but I really like him. And I think, Ari, but Christine and Renee do.
I don't know.
You
hate him.
You guys just, don't?
He's grown on me.
Okay.
I'm not like,
there is,
woo! Yeah, yeah. But I don't fair like, enough, fair enough.
I wish he would use other vocabulary. It gets very old to me. But aside sure. from that, like, he doesn't bug me.
Do you feel like words are like your love language, Renee? Kind of?
Actually, yeah. My primary love language is words of affirmation.
That's probably why.
So if someone kept saying, you're amazing, I love that, it would drive me absolutely bonkers.
That's probably why you don't sure. connect to him, though, because I don't think words are the way that he shows he loves people.
What do you think is his love language?
He takes him shopping.
I think it might be acts of service.
Oh, my gosh, which is totally mine, which is why I definitely relate to him.
Gift-giving or whatever the other one is.
Yeah. Or touch, for sure.
Touch, for sure,
I
think.
Oh, my God, yeah. The hair, the lips.
I mean, he's very direct and intentional.
Words of affirmation is at the bottom.
But, yeah, he only knows, like, 9 words, which makes it tough if that's your love language.
Guys, if you're listening, you should really take the quiz.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's why he's perfect for Lauren B. They both have a very small vocabulary.
But I do think that he is so good with the families. And I think that he really, like, it's fun to hear his brother be like, I heard rumors about you. You're the kissing pendant. You're a playboy. And then, like, be like, I really wanted to hate him. But, like, he seems like he's generally, like, a good dude.
That's you know? Fair. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a brother response yeah. for sure.
And I feel like that's accurate. I feel like so many people want to hate Ari. But when you see these conversations and you see how nervous he is to meet the families, yeah. he does seem really genuine. And it seems like he actually cares. I don't know. I like him. Do you guys have anything to say about Tia's family?
Not really, since she's really not really relevant anymore.
Crazy.
For like, bye.
I did see that was really loud. Sorry, guys. Okay. I did see a good amount of, like, kind of country shaming, like hillbilly shaming online that I didn't like. Really? I don't know if you guys saw that at
I
all.
Didn't.
But yeah, I don't know. I'll be interested to see, like, what the fallout from that is. But, yeah, I guess this might be getting a little serious for the Bachelor After Show, but you hope you live in a world where people are accepting of everyone. Sterling, I know you're from the South. Yeah. I know Arkansas is not the South, but I didn't like seeing that, and I'd be interested to see what the chat thinks of that.
What were they saying? Let me find out. Just kidding.
Just like a lot of... just like a... Like, I saw one, like, comparing it to, like, a hillbilly moment from Amanda Bynes' show, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see...
That's not nice.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Because I hate when people start hating on, like, the families that are just there to support their daughters and sons to find love.
Totally.
Like, that, if anything, drives me nuts. I won't be one to come on here and be like, your family, like, no, it's their family. Leave them alone. It's their mom and dad and aunt and uncles.
Right, and the family didn't sign up to be on the show, but they're doing it to support their daughter or whoever. Totally.
Back off!
And her family was really nice.
They seemed like their authentic selves.
Right.
I didn't feel like anybody was putting on a show, you know, trying to be someone they are not. So.
I thought her dad was super sweet.
Yeah.
Right, with the whole
Google thing.
You can
tell that she's a daddy's girl for
sure.
I mean, yeah, daddy's girl.
Well, whatever. People suck, so who cares?
People are the worst.
Find something else to do.
What did you guys think about... Okay, so let's get into Minnesota. And we have Becca's date, and they go to an apple orchard, and they, like, see, this is what I would have loved Tia to do. Be like, this is somewhere I came all the time growing up. Like, I know it's apple picking. It might not be, like, the most adventurous or fun thing, but, like, this is important to me, and this is why I want to do it with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think it should be a personal date that she takes them on, because this is their one moment to show him what they do in their real life.
Totally.
Yeah, I agree, but I got to admit, the whole time I kept thinking of how cold they must be, because they looked so cold. Their upper lip and nose were red.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it looked freezing, and I just kept thinking, they were probably cold all day long.
I thought they had so much chemistry on this date when they were doing archery or target? Apple shooting.
Yeah.
It's not a real sport, but that, like, you know what I mean? But they just had so much chemistry and were playing around and were flirty. I really liked seeing them together in that moment.
Me too. And even though it wasn't a date that was super, like, adventurous, like, mm-hmm. or going to different places or whatever, it was just very intimate, like you said. Mm-hmm. And I think gave them a chance to feel grounded in each other before going back home. Because I feel like after the conversation they had, he seemed a little more ready.
Yeah.
And that was one of the more emotional ones. Like, mm-hmm. everything with Becca's dad, and you felt the weight of that through the conversations. It definitely caught my interest.
Yeah, I agree too. And I just loved when he said, I'm like a little scared of Uncle Gary.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was cute.
It was really warm and sweet. And you could tell, like, he really wanted to impress him and her mom. And I don't know. I really liked everything about their date.
Me too.
I think Ari and all of the dates was very genuine in wanting to make a good impression and connect with their families. And his nervousness was very apparent. And I thought it was cute that he was that nervous, you know, instead of just walking in there like, yeah, I'm a bachelor.
Yeah. And I think it was Becca's mom that asked him, what do you think it is about relationships that make it work?
Yes.
I wrote that down too.
He talked about his parents that said that they've been married for 36 years, and he says they choose each other every day. Mm. And I think that's so important, because being in a relationship is a lot of work, and it's hard. You can so easily, like, be upset because someone left the toilet seat up or whatever. Like, you just, like, stupid things that, like, build up and build up. And you really do have to make a conscious effort to, like, put that person first every single day. And I think if you can be a little bit selfless in a relationship, you could really make it work. So I think it's so important that, you know, he comes from a nice, loving family, and he wants the same for himself.
Right. And family for both him and Becca is something that's a top priority.
Definitely.
And you can tell that from this family date and meeting his family, and Gary was so sweet talking about.
You know what else I thought was really interesting was that Becca's mom was like, well, I'm a little sad that you'll be leaving Minnesota. I was like, okay, so I guess they talked about her moving to Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just realized that too, that she said that.
Yeah.
I remember them saying that, but I don't remember if they had shown any previous conversation with them. I'm sure they did. I'm sure if we watch it back, they must have talked about it, but why wouldn't they show it on camera? Did they? Do you remember them talking about who would move where?
I don't know, but I think Ari really does want someone who can fit into his life in Arizona, so I feel like that's probably...
Does anyone remember what Becca's job is?
She's a publicist.
Okay.
That's a flexible schedule.
You can do
that's
that remotely.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Number one.
I do have to say, you guys, Becca cannot stop saying, let's do the damn thing. And honestly, at this point, I think she's just trying to create merch. I feel like there's a t-shirt coming out that's going to say, let's do the damn thing.
It's her Twitter bio, so Becca. It's all about branding, Renee.
It truly is.
On brand.
Oh my gosh, so many times. I thought she was just going to say it the first night, and I've been reminded of it so many times. And then the Twitter bio Sterling told me about today. Jeez Louise.
Wait, the anyway, what?
Her Twitter bio says it.
Let's do the damn thing.
Becca, okay. Yeah.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Is it really?
If she says it, well, if when he...
I don't think I've actually caught on to that at all. I think I kind of tune her out. I'm not going to lie. Like, she's real cute and everything, but I feel like whenever she comes on, I'm like, okay. I don't find there... I believe there's a relationship there and that they're both into each other, but I'm not that into it, if that makes any sense.
I feel the same way. There's not a connection right now that I feel so strongly about that I'm like, they better be together in the end.
Right.
None of them. I just hope that they end up, whoever ends up together is happy. That's all.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean.
In Scottsdale.
We will see what happens. You know what's weird? Okay, we're getting into Lauren's date. I still think Lauren is so boring, but for some reason I'm more interested in their relationship than I am with his and Becca's relationship.
Right, because you're trying to figure out
what's going on.
It's like, what's happening here?
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I think even though Lauren B is boring, their relationship is interesting because it feels like there's something there. Even if we can't figure out how or why or what, at least there's something. And with everyone else, I'm just kind of, I don't know. I just don't feel it.
When they talked this date about how similar they are, I couldn't really pinpoint exactly how similar they are. And then when she said to her mom that when they're around all the other women and she knows exactly what he's thinking,
I was like, what?
When did we? I wish we saw more of that.
We're all sitting there like, when? What are you talking about?
She was like, we just connect. It's weird. And we're all like, yeah, it is weird.
I still don't buy it. I think they're selling us a bunch of hot air. Like,
you think so?
Because what... How are they so, like you said, how are they so alike? How are they so unbelievably connected? And how are they so similar? I'm not buying it. Like, we just have this connection. What is it? And I was disappointed because I thought this episode, we would get to see like more of what Lauren likes to do for fun. Maybe meet her friends, something, anything. Even her family couldn't really say like, oh, you know, Lauren in the past is always, you know, gravitated toward guys who feel like they, who she feels can take care of her, or she likes this or that. Like, we didn't learn anything about her that I think would explain her connection with Ari.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really trying to think, like, on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, me too, girl. Like, that looked fun, but
Mag, not Marge, in the chat says, maybe they're connected by their silence.
Guys.
Probably.
Fair. That's it. They speak telepathically. She knows what he's thinking, and he must know what she's thinking, and that's why their dates are so quiet.
We figured it out. I don't even think her family was buying it at all either. Like, I'm sorry.
Renee in the chat role said, Lauren's been engaged twice before, and she's only 25, so I don't trust her judgment with love.
Twice?
Shade, girl, but interesting.
Wait, she was engaged twice?
This would be her third engagement if she wins.
Pause. Where are the receipts for that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Renee,
we need proof.
We need proof.
Yes,
she talked about the one.
We know about the one. We need the details on the other, please. Yeah.
Okay, I just had a thought, guys.
Okay,
have you ever met those people who, in person, they just have this magnetism?
Yes.
Do you think Lauren B's got that?
Oh, you mean like what I have?
Yes. Yeah. Just like Christina Zs. But like... We only see her through the screen. There must just be something really sensual in person.
Because I think
for
so.
Her to have almost been engaged three times now at 25, no offense, but given her personality, what aren't we seeing? It might be that thing. Sometimes there's just that in-person magnetism that you get that maybe we're not seeing.
Maybe it's just the fact that, like, she's so silent. These guys are like, I have no idea if this girl likes me or what she wants. Like, I want her.
But that's what Ari was saying, is he's like, I have no idea if she's into me. He wasn't like, I know we're on the same page.
Right. He's like, this could go either way.
So you might be onto something.
Her family is, like, pretty conservative. That's the vibe we were getting. Right. I wonder if maybe that influences her the way she is. Maybe that's why she doesn't speak out as boldly about what she's feeling and thinking.
I do feel like we learned a lot about her from her family. I was not shocked that she was the result of that family.
Yeah, same. Not at all.
But you know what? I kind of liked her family. Not really her mom, but I liked her dad. I thought he seemed like sweet and fun, and like he just wanted the best for his daughter. And he seemed very engaged with Ari. Like, I think he was impressed with him. I think he was excited to have a drink with him. And I could see that. I could see Ari being very comfortable being with her father.
And it was good that Ari did try to make some sort of connection with him outside of his relationship with Lauren B, like when he went to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole story I thought was good for him to connect with him on a different way. And that opened the dad up immediately.
Yeah.
So he was definitely making an effort there.
He said, I'm freaking out on a scale of 1 to 10 of having a complete meltdown. I'm at an 8. That was really cute.
That was cute.
And then he literally had to get up and, like...
Blot himself
down. I don't know. He's really into her. I feel like out of all their dates, like, he's into her the most.
Yeah. He's definitely the most nervous.
Yes.
Well, and am I right in saying he's the only one who said, I'm falling in love with you?
Yes.
Deeply in love, for sure.
Lauren's the only one where he's used the L word. Mm-hmm.
But is he just infatuated with her, or do you think he's in love with her? Because
if he's
the most nervous around her and her family, like, you would think that when you're in love with someone, you get to a point of comfort. And I know this is a speedy process, but if you're falling so deeply in love with someone who you apparently, like, knew the least about going in the farthest, wouldn't that just mean you're super infatuated with them? And maybe with Becca, you really do have that love, or are starting to?
I have the same questions, because at this point, you want to hear Ari say, like, I'm very confident about my relationship with her. Like, if you're getting this far down and you're still that nervous and, like, unsure, that, to me, is a red flag. Like, I need to feel it from him that he's actually confident.
You don't feel it from him?
No, because, he's just so nervous. I don't even think it was just meeting his family. I don't think he's actually really, really sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought he was so nervous because he cared so much about her. And that's why he was, like, freaking out, because he, like, needed this to go well.
I think what's hard is, for me, Ari shows so little range as a person. I hate to say that. And it's sort of the same with Lauren B, that I can't tell who he's really into all the time, or who he's nervous around, or who he's really feeling a connection with, because I just don't see a lot of dynamic aspects of his personality, or the way he speaks, or the words he uses, or
yeah.
I mean, we know he sweats around Lauren. Like, that's kind of the one distinguishing thing. So I don't know. It's just hard to tell with Ari anything, I think, a little bit.
I agree. I think if you think back to Ben Higgins' season when he went home with other Lauren B., to be honest, like, that moment, her meeting her family, I think she's going to win. Just the way he interacted with her family, it just seemed like he had already made his mind up. But with Ari, it seems like, yes, you could tell that. I think that Kendall and Tia were a little behind, because we know with Becca, he said both things, or certain things to Becca and Lauren B., like, I'm falling so deeply in love with you, or I feel really good about where it's going to go from here, where he hadn't given that validation to the other two girls. But it still seems uncertain of which direction he's going in. And it seems like he's so good at compartmentalizing that, I said that word so weirdly, that every relationship's so separate. How is he going to make a decision? He seems like he's doing such a good job just having different ones and keeping them separate. How is he going to pick?
Yeah. I've interrupted you, Christine. I'll be super quick. Yeah. I think one thing with this show is the litmus test you can use is, if you were to pull just Ari out of context, if you were to pull just The Bachelor out of context on any date, you could know what date they're on. Like with Ben Higgins, if you were to just see him, you would know if he was with Lauren B. or JoJo, because each relationship has its own dynamic. True. On this, if you were to pull Ari out of context on any of these dates, you would not know what girl he's with.
Yeah, that's
so true.
Good
point, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's a really good point. I just blanked on what I was going to say.
Sorry, Christine.
No worries. It's all good.
It's okay. I feel like their date, I mean, we're still waiting to find out exactly what happens, but it went well as it possibly could have gone, you know?
Yeah.
So the rose ceremony, first of all, I forgot they had a rose ceremony on the hometown dates. It's just so weird for all these girls to go to their hometowns, see their family, and then come back to, like, maybe get eliminated and be sent home again.
Right.
Like, that's rude.
To be fair, some of them probably live in L.A., really.
Kendall does. Yeah. They probably all actually live in L.A. Actually, people in the chat role are like, really not liking the girls, and they're saying that they all just seem disingenuous, and that they're there just to get Instagram followers. Do you guys feel that about the final four? Because I don't necessarily feel that way. Maybe Tia.
Tia, I could see, was either, like, trying to be Bachelorette or get more followers. Becca, I don't really get the more followers thing.
Same. Well, I don't get that from Lauren B. either.
I don't get that from Lauren B., but Becca, with the whole let's do the damn thing, her saying that so many times, I mean, who naturally just says that? There is no way that's not a conscious decision, which kind of makes me question if she's trying to have, like, that as her brand, honestly, because it is The Bachelor. I wouldn't put it past someone to do that. And she said it so many times now, and it's in her bio. Come on, you guys. That's weird.
I'm looking if letsdothedamnthing.com is taken already.
Oh.
Let's see if she bought that domain.
Someone, if they haven't, someone buy it, because Becca's got her eye open.
Oh, my God. Person 123 on the chat roll said, Becca, a PR person, doesn't want publicity. Doubt it.
Oh, good that's point. That's a good point. She knows what she's doing.
She could just be playing a really good game to come out of this looking above it all, but
Yeah, one thing I will say about Tia wanting followers is she actually seemed pretty relaxed during the him and Kendall conversation. Like, she was kind of laughing.
Wait, I'm sorry. Were you watching the same show that we were watching?
Well, she started kind of laughing with the girls. And she's like, what could he be?
Okay.
That's kind of what I got. She was at least the most talkative, and there was a moment when she kind of smiled and laughed.
I thought she was freaking out.
She was freaking the F out.
Yeah, she was. She was incredibly insecure. She's been projecting her insecurities onto others since the 3-on-1.
We were all team Tia. We all were like, oh, yeah, Tia for Bachelorette. She would be so great. And then last week we saw how rude she was to Becca and, like, played that whole thing. And then tonight I was like, for her, she kept saying, like, this is what makes sense, talking about her, Becca, Kay, and Lauren. Like, Kendall doesn't make sense. Like, that is so rude and shady. Like, she was so insecure.
She lost her chill just like she lost her eyelash extension.
Yeah. That's right.
There was just something, and it sounds like you disagree. I'll be interested to see what the chat thinks. The way she was acting during the rose ceremony made it seem like she was nervous to leave, but not nervous to leave Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that vibe too. And I also think her exit, to be honest, was like the perfect bachelorette audition exit, because not only did she not say anything bad to the bachelor, she was like, oh, I hope you find the most happiness. To be honest, those lines are the most BS to me, because yeah. in that moment, if you really care about that person, there is no way you have come to the realization that you're fine and you want them to be happy. At that moment, as soon as you're dumped, you are pissed and you're gonna say things you don't mean, or you're just not gonna want to talk to them. It's so it blows.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because she was like freaking out, she was really hurt, you know what I mean? So I feel like What else are you going to do in that situation? Be like, you're such an a-hole. Like, how come you didn't choose me? Like,
no, but you don't think rash when you're that hurt in the moment. Like, you were dumped 2 minutes ago. So you're all of a sudden in that place where you're like, you're going to find the most happiness and you leave. I don't think I would even, I don't think I'd say terrible things, but I also don't think I would have gathered myself enough to be like, you know what? I need to say something that's going to be a good last line to make him know that he's going to find happiness.
The only thing I can say to argue that is we all like the way Becca M left, because she gathered herself real quick and said something nice and walked out.
That's true.
That's true. But to be honest, I also think that is kind of a more disingenuous way to go about it, because I find it so hard to believe that in that moment that they are thinking that. In that moment. Later on, fine. We all want the best for people in our past, unless they're terrible, terrible people. But right after you're dumped, I personally could not be like, you know what, I want you to find all the happiness in that moment.
Also, Tia was the only one who was saying that she is in love with him, like head over heels. Yeah. And so if that was really how she was feeling, I don't think that her response would be, okay, well, I hope you find love.
Exactly.
You know? Well, if she did feel as strong.
I do. We've been saying this all along, where we felt like she was playing the role of, like, next bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt in my mind that's what she was there for. However, I do feel like I don't know. I don't think how, like, she could have handled this any other way. You know what I mean?
But, no, any other way if you aren't feeling as deeply for this person as you claim you are. Because I honestly, if you're human, you have moments where, yes, we say things we don't mean because we're angry and we're hurt. So if you're really getting your heart broken in that moment, the first thing you think is, I know you're going to, like, make the right choice in the end. No, because in that moment, you're like, I'm the right choice. What are you doing? So that's where
I find
it.
Right, if you were really in love with him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think she did have a moment of realness when she said to him, like, well, what is it? Tell me, like, what did I do? Like, she was searching for an answer. Because I've been there where it's like, well, you know, you're those are inner thoughts. Like, why doesn't this person want to be with me? And she, like, let it out. I do think she had a really good exit in terms of bachelorette consideration for later, because the questions that she was saying, like, this is just why I don't open up, and then I'm afraid it won't be, you know, reciprocated. Like, I can just see the edit for next
season. She did it all right. She went through her insecurities. So next season, when she's the bachelorette, they're going to go back to what went wrong, and she's going to say, what went wrong? And then it was the perfect, I wish you the best. So she didn't have a freak out moment, so that she's good to being the bachelorette, so she's emotionally stable. Like, she wanted the best for this guy. I don't know. It just felt too, like, planned out in a way.
All I know is I don't want her to be bachelorette.
Me neither.
Ditto.
Me neither.
I cannot believe
how she can campaign all she wants.
We all liked her so much, for all of us, and definitely the chat role included, to dislike her. I mean, she obviously threw some shade in the wrong direction. I'm just so over it. And someone said on the chat role, and this isn't really a spoiler, but I guess a little teaser, that I guess after Women Tell All, you know, they obviously filmed that in advance. Apparently, Ashley I interviewed Becca M, and I guess there was a situation with Becca M and Tia where Becca M, like, freaked out on Tia, so she's not the next bachelorette.
Like, on
Women Tell All.
Oh,
apparently,
yes.
I guess they're trying to sabotage Tia as the next bachelorette.
Like, and Rachel, honestly, did Peter.
That made me mad when Rachel did it, but, like, Becca M, go for it. You ruined Tia's chances. I'm here for it. I'm a little mad at Rachel still, though, for ruining that for Peter.
He probably ruined it himself. Let's be honest, guys.
Okay, guys, any last thoughts? I mean, I can't believe he chose Kendall over Tia. That was a huge surprise, obviously. And I love the way he did it, too.
Mm-hmm. I am shocked Kendall made it this far. At the beginning, she was not a standout for me, but I'm happy that she's...
I like her
along.
A lot.
I do like her.
Has anyone gone this far to make it to top three without having a one-on-one date?
No.
I don't think
so. Well, they had a taxidermy date, so there you go.
Well, that was today.
They had the two-on-one.
She made one-on-one time for him when they went on that hiking scavenger hunt thing. She kind of, like, stole him away.
He had all season, and he never selected her to go on a one-on-one date with him.
Maybe she's just as much of a surprise to him as she is to us.
She was a dark horse this season. Yeah. Yeah. Like, little by little, we all start to fall in love with her the way that Ari has. So I think that's why he probably didn't give it to her right away.
True. Yeah. I am so excited for Women Tell All.
Me too.
Wait, someone
bring
else.
Them back.
No, I'm excited for the tea because I feel like it's gonna be spilled.
It's gonna be spilled.
Someone said a little teaser. You all know why Tia won't be the Bachelorette after the finale.
Oh, so she's dating
Brooke Marie said that. Guys, I cannot wait. I guess I am here for the drama more so than the love. Because I just realized I'm way more excited about Women Tell All than what happens on the next date.
They said after the finale or after Women Tell All?
After the finale, they said.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Brooke Marie, give us more.
Brooke, you can't tell us that now. We have so many more weeks.
I am excited to see what happens next. And I feel like Ari chose some great destinations. He's like, if I'm traveling on ABC's dime, I'm going to Peru, I'm going to Paris. Like, he did do that whole little stint in Fort Lauderdale and Tahoe, but he redeemed himself. So I'm excited to see what happens next. Okay, at this point in time, Renee, who do you think is going to be the final two?
The final two, Becca and Lauren B.
I guess that wasn't such a good question, huh? It's kind of obvious.
Becca and Lauren B. Maybe who is the fiance that comes back, or the guy that comes back for the
ooh, that's a good one.
I think...
And who's next Bachelorette? Can we do that, too?
Yes, we can do that, too.
Next Bachelorette. Oh, gosh. I hope... I know it's not going to happen, but I'm rooting for Jacqueline being the next Bachelorette because I would love seeing her find love on TV. I think she's so funny and well-spoken, and I would just love to see her being the Bachelorette. As for who he's going to end up with, I don't know. He's so confusing, but... maybe Lauren B, because he's falling so deeply in love with her silence.
You think she'll be the next Bachelorette?
No, I think he's going to end up with her, yeah.
I think that he's going to end up with Becca K, just because it feels like their relationship was more serious to me, regardless of that I'm so deeply in love with and all the stuff he's been saying to Lauren B. I think that he's going to have a moment of clarity over the next two episodes where he's like, no, this is what's right for me, and choose Becca. I think next Bachelorette's actually going to be Christina from last season. I think they're going to take it a step back because I think... is Paradise before Bachelorette or after? It's before.
It's after.
Okay. Because I was going to say, maybe they need to let these personalities flesh out a little bit before they choose, but since it's after, I think they're going to do Christina.
Do someone from the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's going to pick Becca in the end, and I kind of, if he picks someone from the season to be, or they, not Ari picks someone to be Bachelorette, if ABC picks someone from this season to be Bachelorette, I kind of want, I would like it to be CN, but probably wouldn't be. Yeah. But if, I don't think Kendall will be in the top two, so she might be a good Bachelorette pick.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Because she's interesting and seems to actually be pretty genuine.
Yeah. And she lives in LA.
And she lives in LA, so that's save travel costs.
Yeah.
Jeff, what about you? What do you think?
I think, I think Lauren B wins. I think Becca is going to be Bachelorette because I can already picture ABC saying, up next, let's do the damn thing.
Renee will boycott.
I don't lose it. Guys, wow, if she's Bachelorette, we're going to come back next season. It's just going to be my face like this.
Yeah. And I feel like ABC wouldn't be pushing that so much if they weren't already planning on using it as a marketing promo. So we'll see.
That's interesting.
And then what was the other question? Whose fiance is coming back?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know either.
I think it's going to be Becca's. I think he's going to choose Lauren B. But I do think that's an interesting point for Becca if she doesn't make it to the final two. Or maybe even if she does because, I mean, we saw JoJo become the Bachelorette after... she didn't win.
Right.
So I think Becca K could be a good contender. And she does have more personality. She could probably hold the show.
I would really like her being... Actually, now think... I didn't even keep her as a thought in my mind.
Yeah, I didn't think that either.
I don't know who's going to win between Lauren... I know it's going to be between Lauren B and Becca. But if Becca doesn't win, I could totally see her being Bachelorette.
Yeah. I could see that too. She'd be a good one. She's personable. Yeah. I just think she's going to win.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we end the show, I just want you guys, because I know a lot of people are asking about Winter Games. We are going to have a Winter Games special this Thursday. So we'll talk about the entire season in its entirety. It's been a little bit difficult for us to do it on this show, but we will cover it. It'll be Thursday. Stay tuned on like Twitter and Instagram. We'll release the time because we're not 100% positive yet, but it will be this Thursday. Also, we aren't going to be doing a Women Tell All special, but next Monday, we'll cover both. So we'll see if we can maybe do the show a little bit longer to have enough time to cover both.
I'm just making these plans up, hoping the producers are like, yeah, whatever you want, girl. But that is the plan. So I hope you all stay tuned for all that. I'm so excited. By the way, I think every time I sit next to you, I find myself saying y'all more.
Hey, y'all.
Like, I'm from New Jersey. That does not, should not come out naturally.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sterling.
You just guys, making you cooler.
Right? So much cooler. Any final thoughts? Y'all feel good about this?
I'm so ready for Sunday.
I'm ready for it to end, really.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm ready for Women Tell All. I can't wait.
Me too.
Yes.
Okay, Renee, where can everyone find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my podcast coming on Wednesday. My first guest is a Bachelor Nation person, maybe a guy, maybe who's controversial. Check it out on Wednesday.
Ooh, okay. You guys can find me on social media at Christine Bean.
You guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
Jeff?
Thanks, y'all. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys can find me across social media at Miss ZF. And if you don't know, I actually do my own, like, separate after show on Instagram. So check that out. And we'll see you guys here next week. Actually, Thursday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later.
The express herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.